You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I am Bertrand Dungandami and you're listening to NITV Radio. My guest is Associate Professor Shelley Marshall, Director of the RMIT Business and Human Rights Center, and we are catching up in the context of Human Rights Day 2020. Welcome to NITV Radio, Professor Marshall.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Now, 2020 is a year like no other, especially when it comes to the human rights of First Nations people. Now, Professor Shelley, tell us what's the state of human rights for First Nations people in this year, in 2020?
It has really been a big year for human rights. It was one of those years that on the one hand was really bad for human rights, and on the other hand, I think there's been far greater public recognition of the kinds of problems, in particular, that First Nations people face. We saw the attention that was given to First Nations people in Australia, in particular, during the Black Lives Matter movement. And that was a really, really heartening movement, I think, the fact that something that started in America was reflected in Australia. And then, unfortunately, we saw the devastating impact of Rio Tinto on a really significant cultural heritage site. And I should say that the commission into that act is handing down its report today, and unfortunately it hasn't come out, so I can't comment on it yet. But what was heartening was that there was action at the highest level of Rio Tinto, with people standing down. One of the things that this showed was that though Rio Tinto acted within the law, though they acted within the Heritage Act, they were certainly breaching international law and human rights law. And I think the big lesson from this is that there needs to be a big review of these laws in order that First Nations people's rights can be properly respected, so that companies can't say that they were acting within the law when they're plainly doing something that's unethical.
And this comes after actually a report that we covered recently in one of our programs from another university, the University of South Australia, showing that actually less than 10% of mining companies have a publicly stated policy of engagement with the First Nations communities on whose land they operate.
That's a really alarming statistic, isn't it? I think there is a huge amount of improvement that needs to occur in the resource centre. Another factor which is really alarming is that there are often agreements in place with the native title holders, but there are actually other affected communities that might not have been recognised through the native title process. And what we know from research on the native title process is that it only awards title to a very, very small proportion of First Nations people. So the legal obligation to negotiate and to gain consent is in fact very, very limited in Australia and isn't in keeping with international law.
Yeah. Besides the mining and all that, the state of human rights for First Nations people every year, something that we always cover and seems not to get any proper answer from, the stakeholders.
The focus is so often on our problems within communities,
yeah,
rather than the kind of heartfelt consideration that should be occurring about long-standing practices which have damaged First Nations people.
Yeah.
And I'm really hopeful, and I'm watching the process in Victoria,
yeah,
with the setting up of the Truth Commission,
yeah,
and also the treaty negotiations that are underway at the moment.
And what would be your recommendations in the context of this Human Rights Day for First Nations?
Yeah,
rights.
I mean, my firm recommendation is that there needs to be a review of the Native Title Act, that there needs to be a there needs to be an assurance that what's called free and prior and informed consent and the international laws around that are actually firmly placed into Australian law. We really can't have recognition And respect for human rights in Australia for First Nations people until they're properly consulted about things that affect them. And that includes mining, but it includes all kinds of other commercial activities that occur that affect First Nations people. And that's the international law. And unfortunately, it's not yet in place in Australia, and it needs to be.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.